99.5 Kicks Country with Shotgun Charlie Walker. Let me tell you, this next guy, he won the first season of Nashville Star. His self-titled debut CD went number one on Billboard Top Country Albums. And his latest CD, quite frankly, one of my favorite, My Father's Country, reeks of awesomeness, ladies and gentlemen. Buddy Joel, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, Charlie. How you doing, bud?
I was having a good time. I was riding in this morning listening to your CD, and behind closed doors, Charlie Rich would be proud, man. You done a great job on that.
Well, you know what, man? I love that song. When we got ready to make the record, we did a little poll online on my website, and that tune, Behind Closed Doors, by a country mile, smoked everything else that was up to people choose from. Everybody wanted to hear that song put on the record, so I thought the band did a fantastic job, you know, trying to stay as close as they could to the original, and I gave it my best shot, so I'm glad you like it.
You done incredible, man. How much control do you have on what music's released?
Well, nowadays, since I'm kind of my own boss, I got a lot of control over it.
That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it. And, of course, you're going to be here at the Tiff Theater August 4th, along with your buddies Andy Griggs, James Otto, and Jeff Bates, man. We can't wait to see you back in Georgia.
Yeah, it's like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, I think. That's what they named that thing. We can do a tour.
Hey, let me ask you something, buddy. What kind of jobs did you have before you hit entertaining?
Oh, gosh. Some of the stuff has been listed. I drove a beer truck, you know, in Little Rock for a while. I was a bouncer at a rock and roll nightclub there. did door-to-door, you know, cable television sales. When I moved to Nashville, I got a job working for American Eagle Airlines, working on the... as a ramper, a guy to marshal the planes in and loaded planes and you know, luggage and stuff like that. So anything I could do to supplement my music habit.
Yeah. Now, when did you decide to become a singer?
You know, when I was in college, my sophomore year, I got involved in a talent show that some friends taught me to get involved in. And it was a campus-wide talent show sponsored by one of the fraternities, and I came in second. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got bitten by the performance bug there. And I was there as a radio TV major at Arkansas State University and thought I would, you know, someday be doing, you know, what you're doing, actually. And I wound up on the wrong side of the microphone.
Well, you better enjoy ramen noodles if you're going to do what I like, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Country music has changed like crazy since you've been in it. What's some of the biggest things you've seen change in country music?
Well, I mean, just in the, you know, the past 13 years since I, you know, got my start, it's more and more so it seems like that, mainstream country has really started to mimic more of the pop, rock, mm-hmm. rap kind of stuff, you know, and that's, you know, I mean, and even... if you look at, you know, my music from the early 2000s and you roll back to the 60s, you know, my stuff would sound like, oh, wow, that's got a, you know, heavier rock influence or whatever. So there's a little bit of that in every generation musically. But that's been the biggest thing that I've seen is there's been more of a slant towards more of the... I say baseball cap and dog chain. Ain't wearing very many cowboy hats nowadays. You got a baseball cap and your chain's got to be on your wallet, not your dog.
Amen to that, brother. Well, we cannot wait to see y'all. The whole thing's going to be unplugged, right?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I've done a few of these things, you know, in different settings. You know, Jeff Bates and I've done a few of them here and there, and Andy and I have done a couple too, so this will be a fun group here, you know, with James. And you know, this particular group has never been on stage at the same time together, and so it'll be a lot of fun. There's a lot of, you know, hopefully witty banter that goes back and forth between us, you know, in between songs. We'll see. We try to make it funny, you know, whether it is, who knows, but I always enjoy it.
Well, it's going to be a great time for everybody. We got information on the website, My Kicks Country, if you need that. Tickets coming up. We're going to be giving those away. All going down Thursday, August 4th, right there in Tifton. Buddy, always a pleasure talking to you, my brother.
So, and same here, man. It's so good to talk to you again. I appreciate you taking time for me.
Yes, sir. You have a blessed day, and we'll see you August 4th.
Right back at you.
Have a great one, bud.
All right, partner. Thanks again.
Back with more right here at 99.5 Kicks Country.